Hello and welcome to the Blind Side of Podcast, Legends of Philadelphia. We're your hosts. I'm Tony Rudy Trove. Another name. And this is my schoolyard chum, Johnny Waterboy Zito. And joining us on engineering duties is Brian Airbud, Golden Receiver Bierman.
The football one.
The football one. Not the basketball one. This is a football episode. You might be wondering, isn't it a little early to jumping on the Eagles bandwagon? Well, in addition to being Philadelphia natives, Zito and I have a lifestyle brand in South Philly that focuses on Philly culture and in-jokes, and comfort and podcast and touchbacks, but not touching. Lots of times customers will ask, why do they call it a pigskin if there's no roast pork on the side or broccoli rob? Or they want to know if Philly Elmo's drumline can play the halftime show.
That's
actually a very good idea. So we decided to start this podcast as an easy explainer for the new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so we're hoping to share that with you. We are recording this episode before the Eagles game on Sunday, and Bierman assured us that they are going to win, so we should do an episode on the Eagles and not Pirates.
Was that where we were?
The other option was Pirates, yeah. The other option was Pirates.
The other option. No one tells me these options.
You did have the option. You said you wanted the Eagles.
I said, should we do an Eagles topic? Because
are you sure they're going to win? You're like, absolutely.
On the game two, on the home opener.
And only the listeners will know what actually happened on this Sunday.
Yeah,
because no one's going to listen if they lose.
No, they're playing. They're playing Monday night. I think they're playing Monday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, they're playing Sunday. All right, it already happened, so it doesn't
this
matter.
This is an uninformed podcast. This is an uninformed podcast. Eagles it is.
Eagles. Go Birds. It's bird season.
We're talking about our favorite topic today. We're talking about sports fashion.
We're fired up.
Sports fashion.
We're for the Birds.
Sports fashion.
Sports fashion. Sports fashion.
That should be your jingle. Because...
It is. I just did it, Bierman.
South Philly needs
trademarked
more
South
jingles.
Fellini. 2022.
There's no stretch those bills, Foreman Mills, y'all. So there's a market.
South Fellini, where we know sports fashion, sports fashion,
sports fashion, sports fashion. We gotta work on this song.
Okay. Well, I've never been very musical, but something I do know a little something about is the Philadelphia Eagles and their interesting uniform combinations that have stretched across the franchise's 86-year history. The fan base has embraced some of these looks and rejected others over the years. Something unique about the Eagles uniform is that the city likes the Kelly green throwbacks better than the current midnight green color scheme. So today we're going to dig into Jeffrey Lurie's closet and take a flight on the catwalk to victory as we look at the Eagles uniforms throughout history.
I do my little dance on the catwalk to victory. I guess I'll tell I think I've told this story on the podcast before. But my Eagles green, Kelly green story is as I tried to represent the city. Years ago, I worked on the Eagles hype videos for a couple different seasons. And I was the art director, and I was really excited about thinking that I was going to blow everybody's minds by being like, you know what we should do is bring back the Kelly green. And I had green Adidas's I wore, and I was all in on this.
See? Look how sharp these are.
Look how sharp.
Aren't these neat?
Have you seen the art director's kicks? They're really sharp.
they're sharp. You see his dungarees? Also,
it's like somebody ironed them.
Very sharp.
Yeah.
Iron dungarees. Well, they didn't, obviously. They're like, just shut up. Make the stuff that we tell you to make. And
yeah,
that's
so you made it. You made midnight green stuff, I guess.
A lot of midnight green stuff. There was definitely a push and pull. This is before the Eagles won the Super Bowl. It was you can't embrace the past too much because we're trying to be this team that's going to win.
Yeah.
There was definitely an identity crisis back then when there was, I would say, there were no Eagles. There wasn't the Eagles ephemera that's around now that there was back then. Like they're just there's Eagles everything now, and there was Eagles everything, but like I don't know, there's like a new level to it after they won the Super Bowl, and there's just stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And back then, when working for the Eagles and trying to get stuff, make stuff, there was only so much of it out there. That was like the official stuff, and if it was fan made, it was always Kelly Green,
right?
And the team didn't want that,
right?
Or, you know, so it was like it was hard to find it, kind of like find stuff or make stuff or what was the middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
And I also said that my favorite Eagles colors are the early Eagles, early '90s Eagles colors, when they kind of when it was the flying bird and it was like green, silver. And the brown football and its yellow talons, which I think are cool extra colors onto the normal palette.
Yeah,
the little accent.
Yeah, brown and yellow. So like, yeah, I was like, here's the new art director. He thinks the Eagles' new colors should be yellow and brown.
You got shoes for that?
I can't believe that didn't work out. I can't believe they didn't change it for you. That's crazy. How about it, Bierman? Do you have any personal feelings or passionate feelings about the Eagles uniforms?
I remember, this is another thing, I might have talked about this, but I remember when the Eagles changed their colors to the midnight green. What year was that, 97?
96, 97.
And then being in the mall at a Macy's, and it was like, these are the new jerseys. It was like when they first went on sale. That he could
buy. It's funny you're saying, how old were you?
If it was 96, I was like 7 going on 8.
I was like, if it was like 96, 97, like I was like about to start high school, and I was like, you know what? I just don't like football anymore.
Oh my God, you know what? Football's lame.
And I was like, I like rock and roll now. I don't like football anymore.
I like rock and roll and high life.
Like I don't think I like got new Eagle stuff. I had like old I like had all my Kelly Green stuff from when I was younger, you know.
Yeah,
and then Eagle changed it. The summer before.
Yeah, I'm like I'm all in. I had the Zubaz pants. I had the you know, I had the corduroy hat. Like the stuff we sell at the store, like things I wore when I was 11, like inspired by that.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I had like these like certain like 90s styles, and like I don't know when I changed the colors. I was like. What is it supposed to be like teal or something? I'm out.
I was
I like art now.
Obviously, I just got out of sports then.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Trove was the he was gonna be the high school like quarterback and shit. And he was like, no, I'm out.
Actually, now that the Eagles changed their colors,
first off, my high school didn't have a football team. No, I just like lost interest.
I'm not a jock anymore.
Little did they know I was gonna come back and be like, "Here's Kelly Green."
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
Come on, back with a vengeance. Gang Green.
That's the Jets, right?
They definitely called the Eagles' defense the Gang Green. I had an argument.
Then they called the Jets' defense that too. I guess it's such a good pun, and they're both green. It's like, come on.
I wonder if they said that in Green Bay as well.
I mean, it writes itself.
No, there's like a famous Jets team at the Gang Green.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I remember the Eagles used it. I just remember them saying it. I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
The Eagles franchise was established in 1933 as a replacement for the bankrupt Frankfurt Yellow Jackets when a group led by Burt Bell secured the rights to an NFL franchise in Philadelphia. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets were part of the National Football League from 1924 to 1931. They won the NFL championship in 1926. Midway through the 1931 season, the Yellow Jackets went bankrupt and were forced to cease operations.
So the Eagles were just pulled a... He's going to throw that out.
You going to finish this? Yo, cuz, could I bum a jersey? Could I, bum some equipment?
Yo, you done with it? It's actually, are you done with that? That's what I say when I ask people for their trash.
Pretty much. In 1933, with the anticipation of the uber-strict Pennsylvania blue laws being overturned by Keystone voters in November, Pennsylvania would suddenly allow Sunday sporting events, and the National Football League was looking.
So they voted. They were like, "I'm trying to." They voted on that.
Yeah,
they were like, "Should football be on Sundays?" And it was like, "Hell yeah!"
Well, there were these. Yeah, there were these laws about like what you could and couldn't do on the Sabbath. You know how strict there were. Was the government going to control what you did on a religious holiday?
Around then was when chicken wings was invented too. So I mean, I see the connection. I don't know if y'all do.
I'm surprised about different states' laws on Sundays and with alcohol laws.
That's real weird, yeah. And Pennsylvania has, like, very strict. I mean, you couldn't sell. Can you sell booze on Sundays now? You couldn't until, like, not too long ago, right?
Yeah,
down south you can.
Just a few years ago in Philadelphia.
Down south you can buy booze. Like, I know in Georgia you can buy booze in a supermarket and through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
but not on a Sunday.
No. That's the Lord's Day.
Even if it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Even if it's Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah,
well, that's stupid.
Well, you got to buy it on Saturday if you want to celebrate the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but then you can't drink it. Well, that's what happens.
You just can't buy it. I don't think there's anything about drinking it. They just can't
buy it. You can pre-mix into other things and drink that.
As long as you wear special religious underwear to do it. You can't. You got to do it through a hole in a sheet.
Hole in a sheet, yes.
Whiskey sour mix, that's fine.
If you want to watch the Super Bowl, that's how everybody in Savannah, Georgia does it. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Well, the one's going to heaven.
Though. Right. All the ones going to heaven. So the National Football League awarded franchises to Philadelphia and Pittsburgh as well as Cincinnati at that time. The Philly team takes the name Eagles, but it takes the colors pale blue and yellow. From the Yellow Jackets. The uniforms consist of a pale blue leather helmet trimmed in yellow, jerseys of pale blue with yellow numbers and yellow Northwestern sleeve stripes. The pants were standard canvas khakis, and the socks were pale blue with yellow Northwestern stripes.
What's a Northwestern stripe?
I looked this up. This is kind of interesting. The Northwestern stripes are the sleeve stripes on college football jerseys that specifically involve one narrow stripe, then a wide stripe, then a narrow stripe with the opposite team color between each stripe. It was trademarked by Northwestern University as early as the 1930s, but has been considered public domain since the 60s, which is why you see it everywhere now. Everyone just started using
it. Feels like you can't copyright that. Yeah. That's like saying, I copyrighted collars. I copyrighted t-shirt.
Yeah, that's mine. Y'all are ripping me off.
Mr. T's is ripping us off.
I guess it was one of those things that they were like, we own this, but people just how do you enforce that? You know what I mean? How everyone's using it, everyone's putting it on their high school jerseys and
the stripe police.
Remember that guy who tried to copyright the Philly special?
Yes.
And like everybody was like, oh yeah, good luck with that. I hope he's not a listener.
Maybe he is. Maybe tell him.
How can you copyright that?
Write in. Tell us your side of the story. We'll read it. We'll read your manifesto on the show.
Yeah, please.
I think there's people like fighting over trying to copyright it, and it was like
it's a play.
What does this mean?
Only Nick Foles can own the Philly special.
It's true.
So you might remember this pale blue and yellow look from the 2007 75th anniversary team throwback jerseys. They wore this in 2007 for a game.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the blue and yellow, like 1507 East Passyunk Avenue, curbside.
When are those guys
curbside
open?
Pickup. Well, it's funny you asked that. Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5 for curbside pickup.
So
just step on the chicken, and Hunter will give you a hand.
So convenient.
I mean, this is an ad. This is a giant ad. Let's just.
No, it ain't. We do this because we love the city fascinates and excites us. Talking about.
In 1935, the Eagles added Kelly Green alt jerseys for away games. 1936, the team eliminated blue altogether, and the uniforms were primarily green and white. And then in 1937, they started wearing green helmets, but only for night games.
I like how fancy they were. Like, there's no way the other teams had this many uniforms, right? Like, there's no way the Packers had, like, 20 alt uniforms. Like, come on.
It's definitely,
I like this, but I'm just saying,
off,
it's,
yeah,
it's just very Philly.
They're showing off.
It's very Philly. It's very Philly.
I think it's like psychological warfare. If you look good and the other team sees you come out looking good and you've always got fresh jerseys and you always look crisp, then they're like, man, nothing can touch these guys. It doesn't matter how hard they get hit. They look so good.
You know, that reminds me of South Fellini as well. If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you can look good. So good that you can rock and roll.
I think there was more to it.
I can't remember.
Well,
just caught it.
I told
you
it was too long of a slogan.
Just copy and paste it.
New ownership in 1941 wanted to totally revamp the Eagles' look. The helmets become a light gray with black sides. Primary jerseys are midnight blue with light gray sleeves and numbers. The socks are midnight blue with two thin gray stripes and light gray with two thin midnight blue stripes. They would alternate their socks, I guess. For their last two games of the season, the Eagles abruptly discarded the blue unis for green jerseys and socks trimmed in white with plain silver pants. This was very sudden. The helmets were modified to the new colors the next year, with the light gray lid now more of a silvery color and the black sides now green. So they went green, and then new ownership was like, no, we're blue, and because, you know, Eagles, red, white, and blue, and so they had, like, some more primary.
Because Eagles are blue.
Eagles are blue. Well, I think they were going for, like, an American theme or something.
Well, they should be red, white, and blue. I'm not trying to. No one wants to hear my opinions on color palettes, but.
No,
they should be.
Trove, that's exactly what people are here for.
Let's hope they do, because this is what the episode is, right?
That's exactly what they're here for.
I didn't say I still worked for the Eagles. There's a reason why I don't. my ideas are not welcome.
But they didn't last.
Too progressive.
It didn't last. People wanted them to go back to green, and it didn't even go a whole season. They went right back to the green. And then I looked all over the internet for some reason why they would be green. It makes sense to me that they would be like blue and white, because those are like America colors or whatever, patriotic colors. But I was like, where did this green come from? And the closest I could find is some people talking about it on message boards and comment sections. No official article or anything like that. But the idea being that in the 1940s, with the recruitment and drafting for the Army during World War II, there's all these posters with eagles, and the eagles are painted in green, and the Army colors are green, that there just became this association with green and eagles.
Okay.
And so maybe that's apocryphal. Maybe that's just like, you know, an old wives' tale or something. I don't know, but it is it is out there. It's a rumor that's out there.
So one of the sources for this is everybody should visit this. It's a uni-watch.com, and the article is called Soup, SUPE, Soups on Part 2, Uni History of the Philadelphia Eagles by Phil Hecken and Tim Brulia. And they have like every picture of this
ever.
And I was looking up the picture of these ones with the two thin midnight blue stripes, but all the pictures are in black and white, so I don't know what. So I can't really get the full experience, but.
Well, that's why
gray is nice.
It's a lot of gray photos, but that's why I referred people to the 2007 special anniversary jerseys that they wore commemorating the yellow and blue ones, because the photos of the yellow and blue ones aren't yellow and blue. So the 2007 photos are as close as you're going to get. In 1943, the Eagles merged with the Pittsburgh Steelers and were affectionately referred to as the Phil Pitt Steagles. However, the uniforms worn in the 1942 season are exclusively worn.
They should have used the Eelers.
It's going to be an eel, not an eagle.
Eagler.
The,
you know?
Well, eel is another animal. I mean, I guess it is its own thing.
Yeah. It's electric, you know?
Bierman, he's got a point.
But eagles eat seals. Everyone knows that.
He's got a point. You got to admit he's got a point.
Band's truest enemy, the electric eel.
In 1942, the Steagles wore the Eagles uniforms as the merged squad for the entire season. The teams were forced to merge because both had lost many players to military service during World War II. The league's official record book refers to the team as the Phil Pitt Combine, but unofficially, Steagles has become the enduring moniker, despite never being registered by the NFL. So they don't technically own the trademark. They don't produce any merch. Yeah.
What was the logistics of this? I mean, it's not like someone from not from around here would say, "Oh yeah, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, same state, same letter."
But it's like,
well, like that's like, what are the logistics? Yeah. Like, what are these guys? They're like, right? They're like, have you ever even been to Pittsburgh? Like, I don't even know where that is. Like,
so next year's the 80th anniversary, so we should do an episode on it next year because that's a crazy story.
Yeah. We should try and find any of the players who played for them.
Who are alive. I don't know if they would be alive.
Right? I don't know by now. There'd be almost 100.
But if anybody I knows, guess. Let us know.
Oh shit! It's 2022, isn't it?
Oh shit.
Both teams returned to their original designations the very next year, and this is when Philadelphia really embraced the green. By 1947, the Eagles had no less than 6 combinations for the team. White striped over green, white striped over silver, white striped over green with white socks trimmed with 2 thin green stripes, white paneled over green, green paneled over gray, and then green paneled over green. That's how much they liked green.
The boys like the stripes. That's what they would say. 10th and Rittner. Ant, give them the stripes.
Having 6 team uniforms, that seems like a lot. That seems like...
That's kind of flashy. There's just no way. Yeah. There's no way other teams had this.
They were the best-dressed team in World War II. Somehow the Eagles always looked great.
Dude, the Giants were like trash bags. I mean, they looked like garbage.
Did you see the the Cleveland Browns? They're putting that the elf on the 50-yard line.
No,
like, it intimidates the other team.
It's so creepy looking. It's so creepy looking.
Why are they bringing
it's
that?
Like, I talked about this earlier. You ever heard of this? I am aware of this. I like corny things like this, so I think it's cool.
This is lame.
It's not lame. It's
and why is it an elf? What's a Brown? An elf?
It's like bringing back Phil and Lil. It's like nobody asked for this. Nobody wants this. It's not a great graphic. We don't. I don't know why it's on the 50-yard line.
It's weird. They're
the Browns because it was the original coach was like Coach Brown, but their colors are orange. And I guess it's like calling someone like someone who's like a killer, calling them like something like not killer, you know? Like it's like, oh my God, these guys must be so tough. Look at their mascot.
I don't know.
It's so not scary that they have to be super scary.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like,
if I saw somebody wearing a T-shirt of that, I would be like, "Oh, this person likes like World of Warcraft."
Yeah, it's like some Lord of the Rings shit. It's like, what is this?
Like football?
No. It would be like, "Oh, these guys are pretty secure with how
badass they are."
How badass they are.
I guess that's what it is. They can
openly talk about how much.
If you're wearing an elf on your shirt, I'm sooner going to approach you about a game of Dungeons and Dragons than a game of football.
Especially if the team name has nothing to do with elves.
No. If they're not changing the name to the Cleveland Gandolfs, then I don't care. It doesn't make any sense.
They don't even care to be intimidated. They're not even trying to intimidate you. They're like, you know what? Yeah, we're tough guys, but we're also like really into elves.
If they win the Super Bowl, everyone's going to make Gollum jokes. Everyone's going to make My Precious jokes about their elf holding
joke.
The Lombardi trophy or some shit.
It's big
bad.
Elf energy.
It's bad.
They don't care.
Design.
They don't care.
Big
you can
elf
say,
energy.
You know,
no,
they don't
no,
care.
No,
they
no,
don't
no,
care.
No,
they don't care. Talk about it. Make fun of it. I don't care. It's cool.
I'm gonna for a year until they get rid of it.
They're not. They're. It's never going. Until
they're like, oh, it's a Rottweiler now. Sorry, everybody.
It's a Rottweiler.
They're painting over it right now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
In 1949, the Eagles replaced the leather lids with plastic domes. As a result, 2 styles of helmets were used, silver with green sides and solid green helmets. But they started just using two uniform combos, green helmets, green jerseys, silver pants, and green socks with two thin white stripes, plus a white jersey version with all the same accessories.
When was the first time they sold, like, football jerseys for people to wear, like fans?
I would imagine, like, from a Sears catalog. I feel like that's...
It's got to be, like, late 60s, early 70s, because no self-respecting man would have gone to a football game in anything less than a suit and tie before 1962, right? I mean...
Yeah, no Korean War vet is going to a football game wearing an elf t-shirt, that's for sure.
What do I know? They've never won either, so
yeah, they stink. Maybe that's why they're just like, I don't know. What haven't we tried? Elves, I guess.
These are two of the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Listen, my nephew loves this, so.
Honestly, this is how people must have talked about the Fnatic when they broke out the Fnatic. They were like, this is supposed to save the team. This is going to do something.
What's he in? Is he an alien or something?
Next thing you know, he's the most popular mascot in all of sportsdom. More popular than the team will ever.
So, man, listen, next year we could be wearing elf t-shirts.
Yeah.
And we'll be laughing on ourselves, so.
I won't be like, I'll be like, welcome. No, I'll be like, well.
Of course you're going to rub it in. No. You deserve to brag a little, you know.
Trove's like Skyping from like a little mushroom house now.
Like I'm deeper into it right now.
Smoking like a big long pipe, blowing rings of smoke.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi is not good in the Shire.
Keep your secrets, wizard.
Yes, I have one of those old pipes, and I'm eating.
You don't know what hobbits eat.
Eating, I don't know, potatoes.
I'm eating plants
right?
For nourishment.
Plants, I don't know.
They eat gold rings. Everybody knows that.
Oh, that's what that movie's about.
Magic rings,
like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh,
Sonic the Hobbit.
Sonic the Hobbit.
The Eagles thus become the second team in NFL history to use an emblem on their helmets, 6 years after the Rams and 1 week before the Colts add a white horseshoe to their blue helmets.
They did just the fuck over the Colts. They're like, we got to hurry.
We
got to
get this
now.
Print him now. No, the guy who created the Rams this helmet design is like created his perfect career.
Absolutely.
Rams is the Rams is always have great uniforms.
It makes it's great colors. The horn is on the helmet. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It was like probably like yes. And here comes the Eagles like jocking his style. Yeah, they're like, we want the wings.
Yeah.
Like,
They talk like Paulie.
Yeah,
Schiller.
Yeah,
talk
yeah.
Like
Paulie. They're wheezing the jizz. And they're like, come on, don't waste the guy.
If the Eagles franchise had a voice, it would be Paulie Shore's voice. It would 100% be Biodome. We're in the Army Now era of Paulie Shore, yes.
Where are they now? What was the moment he's in the OJ jury?
Jury duty. It's called jury duty.
Jury duty.
With Tia Carrera.
Yeah.
I always like the football helmets that have logos on or decals on the side that are something you would see on a helmet.
Oh, that are
so like the Ram horns, the Viking horns, the Eagles wings, like those look like something.
The Browns.
No, not the Browns.
It's brown. I mean, it's nothing. It's like.
It's not even brown, though. It's orange.
It's not even brown.
It's orange.
Fuck.
Those are my favorite logos.
Remember the Buccaneers one that used to be like
oh, like it was like red and yellow kind of, and
it was
the
red
guy
and
he
yellow.
Had a,
it was
a pirate
man.
With a knife in his mouth. That was awesome.
It was
logo,
a D'Artagnan.
Those were great logos and colors. I mean, in the 90s. Now they'd be lame, but.
Well, that's why I prefer the Raiders one, because like the Raiders one, it's like the Jolly Roger. You'd see that on a flag.
It's like that, but
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Raiders the best one. Right?
Yeah. Do you guys, this is an aside. We don't have to leave this in, but when I was in grade school and everybody was obsessing over starter jackets and the different teams and the different colors and things, the evolution of that went to bubble folders. And there was like a place on Passyunk Avenue where you could buy like these colored foil covered bubble folders, and they would be like you get, you know,
like folders for like papers?
Yeah, for like paperwork and stuff for school and shit. But they were like bubble envelopes that somebody was styling with like colored glue and something. And they like took over my neighborhood, and I remember one kid even collected a folder for every NFL team. He had the guy draw the logos of every team on there. And I was so jealous of this kid, because this thing, this doesn't exist anywhere. These folders were, he made right. these, he had these commissioned.
Mom, you don't get it. It's one of a kind. You can't buy it at Kmart.
But to have all, I mean, how many teams must it have been? Like 25 teams at least, you know? To spend $25 on something like that.
This kid's a gold mine.
Yeah.
This kid's a gold mine.
He was flaunting it.
I wonder what the...
He was stunting on them.
What do you think those go for on eBay now? What do you think? Do you think I could find those?
I'm going to outbid you.
Are they one of a kind, though?
Yeah.
A guy drew it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Look up bubble folders.
I will. After we get off, I will.
Don't do it. Yeah,
don't
do it.
Nobody else Google
actually,
this.
No, wait.
Nobody else
the
Google
next
this.
10 minutes is just him quietly Googling.
We're just going to like look it up.
He's like, no, they don't have any.
You have a better odds of like finding somebody you grew up with who was in the neighborhood who might still have it.
Would have it.
Yeah. Ask Frank Casella.
It was probably Frank Casella who had it.
Honestly, I ran into Frank Casella earlier, and he told me he rediscovered a VHS tape that had on some old commercials, and it had on the Purple Orchid strip club commercial, and he sang the song from it. And
I was like,
Frank, I haven't thought about that in so long.
He's gotta rip that. So we
that's some lost.
He promised he would. But it. Like, this is too much.
We should use that as our new outro.
We were in the parking lot at Acme, like screaming about this.
Like many other teams, the Eagles added TV numbers to the jerseys starting in 1955. Numbers were always worn on the front and the back of the players' jerseys, but so-called TV numbers are worn on the sleeve or the shoulder, so that the broadcasters have a easier time calling the game.
TV numbers.
So I guess the broadcasters are watching the game live, and then they're easier for us as viewers to see who is who. Because
you see an arm sticking out. You see they're laying on their back. They're laying on their top.
Especially back then with those TVs. Like, it's like they're like small.
Right.
Yeah, what you're saying this was? I mean, were they broadcasting TV? Were they broadcasting games, or were these only radio broadcast?
1955, I'm pretty sure they started broadcasting on TV around here.
I mean, it's called TV numbers, and that makes sense.
Yeah, that must have been 1955. Might be the first time all teams were being broadcast, and so the league was like, all right, everybody's got to wear the numbers to make it easier on these broadcasters. I'm sure a lot of the uniform decisions were made so that it was easier to tell the teams apart on television. Going with bright primary colors, you know, as color televisions become a thing in the mid '60s, is certainly a part of the appeal of watching the game. You can tell what's happening. It's like so hard to watch a hockey game, even up into the '90s, on a cathode tube television set.
On ESPN. Too.
Yeah. They tried giving us that like little circle that they would put around the puck so that you could follow it around the ice. And I guess people didn't really like
the
trail
that. Thing.
They did the trail thing for a minute. Yeah. So I mean, anything you can do to make it easier for people to watch on TV before HD. Sure, it was a gimmick, but at the same time, it helped. Anything that helped. In 1969, the Eagles changed the wing color on the helmets from silver to white. They also decided to wear the green helmets only for road games. The Birds break out the white helmet with green wings when they are playing at Franklin Field. By 1970, the NFL and AFL merger was complete, and players' names were added to the back of the Eagles' uniforms above the numbers. The American Football League had been doing that throughout the 1960s to make them more identifiable again for television broadcasts. The Eagles player names were written in a serifed solid green font on the white jerseys and a serifed solid white font on the green jerseys. A serif is any short line stemming from or at an angle to the upper and lower ends on the strokes of a letter. So when you see like a T and it's just two lines crossing, that's sans serif. It doesn't have any serif. But if you see a T like the New York Times and it's got the two lines, the two caps on the ends, yeah, those are serifs.
A fancy T.
A fancy T.
Like chamomile.
Except for the helmet, the uniforms get a major revamp in 1985. These are my personal favorite. They're from the Randall Cunningham years. The white jerseys had green numbers edged in black, front, back, and shoulders. The Eagles logo in green on the sleeves. This is the green eagle holding the football in its talons with the yellow and brown accents that Trove was mentioning earlier. The green jerseys had similar features with white numbers and white Eagles logos on the sleeves. The silver pants had a new stripe pattern of green, thin black, white, thin black, green. Socks were white with two sets of green stripes flanked by black feather stripes. These are the classics. These are my favorite. I love these white uniforms.
Yeah, those are the most famous ones probably.
I know this team was not like a winning team, but they were definitely the most styling team. And this, what is maybe like 85 to 95, this is just, these are perfect. I had all kinds of stickers of the white helmet. I you know those quarter machines at like ShopRite that you put in like a quarter and you get like a ball with like an NFL helmet in it or something and a little like plastic face mask goes over it. I must have spent $4 or $5 trying to get the Eagle one.
It was worth it.
Worth every penny. I don't know what I'm going to do with all these Kansas City Chiefs, but
this combination of all of these colors is definitely just my favorite Eagles team, I guess. Randall's my favorite Eagle.
Yeah, the silver too.
They've had
silver for, and I guess like, they still have the silver little silver.
Yeah, it's just different. Piping, it's just different.
But I mean, they've had silver for. Almost as long as they've had green, right?
Yeah. And the 80s silver had like a reflective quality that the previous silver didn't really have. And like now it like shined.
You mentioned the Raiders earlier and like it's kind of like how it was like how the Eagles kind of fit in with that aesthetic,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And it was cool. It was like they were on point, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely one of the best uniforms in the league in those years. The Kelly green and the silver with the wings on the helmets.
I feel like we say we like it. It's like you know, like when I was a kid, South Street was good and music was good. And
it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah. When they made, back then.
This was, you're right. This was the uniform when we were kids, and we liked it the best because it was the uniform when we were kids.
And because it was the best. And because it was the best.
And because it just happens to be the best. We can't help that.
And also.
The brown football.
Do you think there's some guy from the sixth?
The talons.
There's like some guy from the 30s who's like, oh, no, it was the midnight blue in 1933 or 1938.
That was the year. You didn't even see it. You don't even know what it looks like.
You didn't even know. All the pictures are black and white. You can't tell, but it popped.
But I remember it.
Hey, I just also want to mention, because we have the store at 1507 East Passionic Avenue. From like just working in a t-shirt shop from instead of doing our other jobs or whatever, I've come to realize that Kelly green looks good on everybody.
It's true.
And there are certain colors that look horrible on people, and you may not know it, but like not everybody can pull off red, not everybody can pull off yellow, but everyone pulls off green. So that's why Eagles fans are so good looking, I guess.
Green is a sleeper hit.
That's what it is.
Well, the old ones at least.
People think of like more attractive. People think they're sleeping on green because they think of the neutrals as being like white and black and gray, but green, man. It is a. It's a champion. Give it a try if you haven't.
You ever try green?
You
ever try green? It's good for you. Then the Eagles ditched the Kelly green, which had served them so long, in favor of midnight green. The helmets are midnight green. The wings are modified to white with black inset outlines and a flare of silver. Jerseys featured a new block font outline in black and black cuffs and collars. A very small Eagles word mark sits below the center collar in front of the at the center of the chest in front of the collar on both the green and white uniforms. These are pretty much the uniforms the team has worn for the last 25 years. And their appearances in two Super Bowls. So this is probably, and I mean, we're talking Kelly Green, but these are probably the most famous Eagles uniforms, because for the last 25 years, these have been the teams that have gone on and won championships and titles. And
yeah, but Randall.
I love these colors, though, because like it was a big deal when they changed their colors, and then they've stuck with it. I mean, they made like little differences, little minute things here and there, but it's basically been the same. And they're shiny. The green is like
I always shimmery. Thought they were like the Eagles, like trying to jump on the teal bandwagon of the 90s, like the Hornets, like, and how every team started doing teal, and then
the
like
Sharks,
and then the Sharks. And then like last, like, and then like it was like a really hot trend from 1991. So in 1997, the Eagles got on it. And they were like so late to the game that it lapsed. Like, that stuff is back in style.
What do you think the pitch meeting was for when they're just like what about?
I'm telling you, they were like, how can we make it, how much teal can we make this green?
How much teal can you put in my Kelly green?
Before it's not no longer green.
What right. about mint? You're fired.
There should definitely have been more mint. They should have switched it up to mint by now. I myself did not like the change initially. I was resistant to it because just a few years earlier, the Phillies had switched over from baby blue and maroon into red and white, and I thought that was a huge downgrade. I thought that with all of these other teams moving into purples and teals and golds and shinier colors and things like that, things that the 90s printing technology was allowing for, that you could get these different color gradients, it was like a downgrade to go from maroon and baby blue to red and white, to simple red and white.
Everything's changing.
I hate change.
I hate change.
But I came around. I came around to the darker Eagles green, the midnight green. Although I guess I've always mistakenly called it evergreen. I don't know why.
Idiot.
Well,
I don't know where I picked it up.
I mean, it's like a hue they invented, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So I'm like, my version is maybe the Crayola version of that. Is
evergreen. Yeah, the Crayola version. Yeah, that's what, close enough.
That's the uniform you watched the Eagles win the Super Bowl in 2018. But throwbacks were becoming popular in the early aughts, and in 2007 the Eagles wore throwbacks to the yellow and blue uniforms from the 1933 season. It didn't really work, and it just kind of served to remind people how much they actually missed the Kelly green. So then in
people 2000, still bought them, though.
Yeah, I think so. But it opened up the conversation of, when are we going to get Kelly green back?
Yeah.
I always want to just give a shout out to this is like opening a whole door, like a whole flood. Chef Rube, the guy who makes the fried chicken the Blue Meanie told us. In his other life, he pretty much brought throwbacks into the Mitchell and Ness world and made it popular through Mitchell Ness, and how Mitchell Ness made throwbacks just popular in general. And this guy, I kind of feel like, is almost responsible for all of this, how much people can identify, how much they love.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
So throwbacks were real popular among the fans, but the league wasn't getting into it, I guess, because they didn't own the rights to it. Mitchell and Ness did. And then in 2010, for 1 week, the Eagles celebrated the 50th anniversary of their last title, which was in 1960, by wearing their home uniform from that season, including the Kelly Green helmets with silver wings, Kelly Green jerseys with plain white numbers.
They brought them back.
White Sox. Now it looks like the Eagles are bringing back the Kelly Green uniforms for real in 2023. The rules for alt jerseys were loosened in 2018, and teams can now have up to 4 sets of jerseys during the season, home, away, and 2 alternates. By 2023, the Eagles will have a home, midnight green, road, white, alternate, black, and alternate 2 throwback jerseys.
They'll give the fans a little taste.
They can have a little bit.
A little tiny bit.
Fine. You can give us millions of more dollars in jerseys.
Swoop can wet his beak.
Swoop can wet.
Yeah.
Don Swoop.
He's got to get a taste. The thing that has held it up, what has held up getting the throwback jersey, is that the NFL previously permitted teams to only use 1 set of helmets for the season for each player for safety reasons. The thought process followed that if a player was fitted with 1 helmet properly and they played in that helmet all of the time instead of shifting in and out of different headgear, then they could be certain that it was safe. Any abnormalities or problems with the headgear would be detected during practice and corrected. And it's tricky because then Jeff Lurie got up at the NFL owners meeting and he gave a speech a year or two ago, like I think it's the 2020, being like, we should be able to have as many helmets as we want. It's not fair to dictate this. It doesn't make it any more safe or less safe. And studies show, and who knows who's right, but he has a vested interest in being able to have as many different uniforms available for consumers as possible. And so, is he fighting for the fan? Is he fighting for his wallet? Is he fighting for the player? What's the truth here?
I'm sure he just loves the fans.
So I guess the plan is now in 2023, you can have, now that the NFL has changed the rule and allowed for teams to have alternate helmets for players in 2023, Jeff Lurie is going to make the alternate helmet be Kelly Green. He said he didn't want to see the Kelly Green jerseys clashing with the midnight green helmets, and that's what's held it up for so long. He didn't want that clashing green color combination.
No, they should mix it.
Wait, I thought the helmets are going to be black.
No, that's the other thing Jeff Lurie wants is more helmets. He wants a black helmet to go with the black uniforms. But in the meantime, the midnight green helmets will be worn with the black jerseys in the 2022 and 2023 season.
All right. I'll take it. Give it to us.
Thanks to the updated dress code, the Eagles can take the field in their classic duds in 2023.
Nice. Finally.
Finally. And the city exhaled all at once. That's great. It's great news. All my Kelly Green shit is back in style.
No longer just a St. Patrick's Day attire.
I'm really excited to see the Kelly Green come back. I think that being the alternate uniform, if they see attendance or viewership on those games go up, you'll see those uniforms more and more. And then it's only a matter of time before the team needs to be reinvented because it's been too long since the 2018 Super Bowl win. So we need to spice things up.
Well, they have a new typeface this year.
Yeah, they do. It's interesting. Do. I'm not against it.
Yeah. I like it. Simple. It's like, I feel like they like entered this like black and green like look now, and they just kind of, it's kind of futuristic. It's kind of like rollerball kind of, I don't know.
Yes, sports clothing is changing in general. The material they make these things from. It's funny because like we're talking about 1933, these guys were playing in khakis. Now they're playing in Under Armour, quick wick material that helps them dry faster and
yeah.
Every advantage they can get, But who knows where that leads and what that looks like next. Okay, that's pretty much all there is to know about the Eagles uniforms. Please check out our website, www.southfellini.com. That's SOUTHFELLINI.com for cool Philly-inspired merch. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Follow along and join in the conversation. We want to hear from you. Look out for new episodes of the podcast every Monday. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Get boosted. And go long.
Go long.
Go long. Long hots.